I'm Wolf Harland, Oscar Echo One Whiskey Hotel Charlie from the Documentary Archives Radio Communication in Vienna. And I'm talking to Glenn Johnson, Whiskey Zero Golf Juliet, co-expedition leader of the KP5D Desiderio de Expedition. Thanks, Glenn, for talking to us again. And let's start by asking you, did everything work according to plan when you set off?
Well, the only thing that's gone wrong so far is that we had a weather delay when we first set out from Puerto Rico. We had some pretty strong winds and some rain squalls come through, and that delayed the helicopter flights. We were hoping to be done with the helicopter flights by noon or early afternoon the first day, but they actually went until just after dark on the first day, and then there were still about eight helicopter loads that needed to come in the next day. So we were a little bit slow setting up our camp. But we got things set up, and it got on the air about 24 hours later than we started. But things certainly have gone off with a bang and haven't slowed up since. Check our computer, and we have, in the next few minutes, we'll pass 93,000 contacts. And we should hit 100,000 contacts today.
Didn't you have some problems with the antennas, too?
We did not have any problems initially, but a few days ago we had some really high surf and some really high winds. Our SVDA phased vertical arrays at the seaside, most of them were washed away. They were anchored by the guy stakes. They were, I guess, taken down by the storm and the waves, but we managed to save them, and they're back up. And another vertical on the beach fell down, but we've managed to reinstall everything, and so everything is working fine, at least as good, if not better, than it was before.
Aren't you quite cramped up there on top of the hill at the helipad with the camp?
The helipad is a perfect campsite and opsite. We have four tents that are 10 by 20 feet. Two of them are sleeping quarters, and then we put two of the tents end to end, so we have a 10-foot wide by 40-foot long opsite. And we're on one edge of the helipad, and on the other side of the helipad are the law enforcement tents and the research people's tents. So there's a lot of space on the helipad. The helicopters have been landing for crew exchanges and things, have been landing down on the beach. So there's plenty of space on the helipad. It's a nice, clean place because when the helicopter dropped the equipment off, of course, the rotor blades blew away all the dust and gravel, so it's a very clean place. However, during this last few days with the high winds, everything is covered with sticky salt spray, and then there's been some dust too, and the dust is stuck to that, so it's been a little bit dirty and grimy, but everybody's doing fine.
You're getting good cooperation from the other people there, don't you?
We're getting very good cooperation from the other people there. The law enforcement people are really there to protect us, and they do a lot of surveillance, and I think in the past there's been some illegal alien trafficking and some drug trafficking on Desiderio, and I think our presence there with all of the tents and with all of the antennas is going to be a big deterrent for a long time down the road for any illegal activity on the island. So it's been working out very well for everybody.
Propagation is excellent, at least into Europe. Did you experience any problems?
The propagation has been very good, except for the very high bands. We've worked quite a few stations on 6 meters, but most of that has been a meteor scatter. 10 and 12 meters has been very, very sketchy. We've made a few contacts on 10 and 12 meters. 15 and the bands down below have opened up, and we've made some really good contacts. And the fortunate thing is we've been able to, with our antenna spacing, we've been able to work two and sometimes three modes on any given band, even with high power. So we've been able to take advantage of some really good band openings to our target areas. We've been very, very pleased with how many Europeans we've been able to get into the log, and particularly with our short window to Asia, how many Asians and Japanese we've been able to put into the log. And many have worked us on several band modes. So it's been very, very rewarding for us to realize that we can actually work a lot of our very difficult areas under these bad band conditions.
You must be pretty tired by now, and still you have to wind down. What are the plans for the coming days?
Well, sleep is something that we don't get on these de-expeditions. I personally average probably 3 hours at most a day. We have a 6-hour shift and then at least 2 or 3 3-hour shifts a day. And if you're lucky enough to get an evening shift and then have some time off, you can sleep usually in the evening. But during the daytime, it's so horribly hot that you can't even sleep during the daytime. You can lay down and rest, but you just can't sleep comfortably. And then our plans are we're going to probably start, it took us 39 helicopter flights to deploy all of our equipment. Of course, a lot of our water and food and gasoline will be down to next to nothing when we leave, so it won't be as many flights, but still there'll be a lot of flights, and it'll take all of a day to move off of the island. So we'll probably start dismantling some stations on Thursday, and by Thursday evening probably have 2 or 3 last stations on the air, and then I knock them down the first thing on Thursday morning, the day we leave. So it's going to, even though we have a permission to be there through the end of the 26th, we're not going to be able to operate all that time. So that cuts us a day short on the end, too. So our total operation will have been about 11 and a half days altogether. But to make over 100,000 contacts in that time from such a place at the bottom of the sunspot cycle is very exciting. The biggest work now is going to be from our QSL manager in the South Jersey DX Association. N200 is our QSL manager, and he reports he's already started to receive baskets of QSL cards. So even though our operation will be finished, our QSL manager, N200, and his crew will be very busy, and we really appreciate the effort they're going to be doing for that.
Well, Glenn, on behalf of the whole ham community, I would like to thank you and the whole team for the outstanding performance, for the excellent job you have done. Thanks for talking to us, and we do hope to hear and see you again from KP1 Navassa. I was talking to Glenn Johnson, Whiskey Sierra Golf Juliet, co-expedition leader of the KP5D, the Segeo de-expedition. And although I couldn't really take you up there, I hope you enjoyed our footage reporting from that outstanding expedition. I'm Wolf Harrand, Oscar Echo 1, Whiskey Hotel Charlie, from the Documentary Archives Radio Communication in Vienna.
73s, Wolf.